Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If you frequent the farmers market at Huguenot and Robius Roads in Richmond, the Irish Festival, or the Maritime Museum, chances are you've seen Marty McCauley dropping small bits of pigskin into a pot of hot oil at the stand he calls the swinery.
They're very small, but they're like an eighth of an inch thick, about as big as a quarter. And in the 400 degrees peanut oil, they'll pop up. Sometimes you have to break them to get them in a bag. Some are big as your hand. It's funny, when I first started, it was kind of trial and error, and I put way too many chips in too small of a pot, and they blew out of the pot onto the ground. It looked like a volcano, and I just turned the burner off and stood back. Oh, well.
But customers closed in quickly for what McCauley refers to as swine tastings. How is it?
Delicious.
Ben Hill and Lauren Delisio have tried many of the flavors McCauley has to offer.
I use confectioner's sugar, and then I use Old Bay, chili and cheese, salt and vinegar, chipotle and cinnamon, mild barbecue, sweet barbecue, hot barbecue, real cheddar cheese. I think it's about 15 flavors.
And they like them all.
They're crunchy. They don't taste greasy. Lots of flavor, and the flavor's not overpowering.
Are you a fan of pork rinds?
I didn't used to eat pork. We used to be vegan, actually, and so we fell off that bandwagon pretty hard.
McCauley knows his swine skins are not health food. In fact, his slogan admits as much.
It's pretty interesting. I have a registered trademark on my title and slogan, swine skins. They're not really good for you, but they are really good.
And in truth, the man in the wide-brimmed straw hat recommends his pork rinds for people on certain diets.
They are zero carbs and high in protein, and I fry them in peanut oil.
They're gluten-free, and Rebecca Ryan couldn't be happier to find swine skins for sale.
My husband loves them. He's on a new diet, so he's happy he gets something crunchy and tasty.
And at $7 a bag, the price is right.
I've got this tricky sign behind you. $7 each, 2 for $15. But that's just an alert test to see if people are paying attention. My uncle used to have a place, he had pickled eggs on his bar that had 10 cents or 2 for $25. And everybody would get two. And then eating them, they were like, hey, wait a minute.
Sure enough, Hill and Delisio grabbed 2 bags of lemon pepper skins and hand McCauley $15. He promptly returns $1.
All right, so 15 right for two?
No, 14.
Okay.
It's a trick sign.
Yeah,
you got to read. Pay attention.
A lot of people don't pay attention, and they hand me 15, and they'll try to start to walk off. And they, excuse me, you failed the test. And I give them the dollar back.
That's awesome.
And then often they'll give it back to me again.
Like, you just take it.
That's great.
He won't get rich, but enjoys meeting people and turning them on to his products. He's even gone national, selling 15 bags to a lady who planned to send them to friends in Iowa. And from an environmental standpoint, McCauley is proud to help farmers use every part of the pig.
I knew people in pork business before. They said they used everything but the squeal, and they figured out how to get that in a jar. They would do that.
At the Irish Festival on Church Hill, he earned over $2,000. 20% was supposed to go to charity, but McCauley says he likes to be above average and happily donated 25%. With cooler weather upon us, he'll take a break and go deer hunting. And then it's on to share his gourmet wares on November 18th at the exclusive Tides Inn, Taste of the Bay, in Irvington. I'm Sandy Houseman.